Today, factory farms dominate 99% of the food market. The film Eating Animals, based on the book by Jonathan Safran Foer, documents the effects. Environmental studies professor Dale Jamieson gives this perspective.
There's never been a time in world history in which there's been so many people with so much access to the conditions of a decent life. There's also never been any point in human history when there have been so many people who don't have access to the necessary conditions of a decent life.
Filmmaker Christopher Quinn shows what happens in a place like Duplin County, North Carolina, where animal feeding operations are highly concentrated and create hazardous runoff. Local fisherman Rick Dove describes the effect on the environment.
This river was just a paradise. You catch more fish in just a few hours than you knew what to do with. This was a place that you could really make a living fishing. And then all of a sudden, in the early 90s, my son and I began to see fish with sores on them. We began to see fish dying in larger and larger numbers, and then we began to get the sores that the fish had.
Another dimension to this story is the plight of farmers working under contract to food conglomerates. Poultry farmer Craig Watts explains.
It's just a treadmill of debt. Every contract's take it or leave it. You're $500,000 in debt, you're going to take it.
This film will give you an appetite for thinking more carefully about what you eat and where it comes from. Eating Animals opens in theaters this weekend. For more information, visit wnyc.org/docs.